Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know why, but I don't know why he brought this prophet up was
he brought up Abraham to me. Abraham. And the one thing that I really felt about Abraham was he had so much communication with the Lord that, you know, it was like an everyday thing. The Lord was constantly talking to him. He was showing up in physical form. He was speaking to his mind. He was doing all type of things in front of him. I mean, it was like a normal thing for Abraham, and Moses was another one. The Father talked to Moses a couple of times, but not, I don't think, as many times as he did Abraham. And, in Jesus, the Son of God, the Father talked to him constantly. He was in a constant communication, I say, more than any of them. He was a constant communication with the Father. And it's, you know, so many people in the Bible where the Father has spoke to constantly all the time. And Abraham was one of them that really popped out in my mind. And I was just reading about Abraham. And if you really just pick up the Old Testament and start reading about Abraham, it'll really open your mind to his story, to, what all happened, at the beginning of our faith. You know, the Jewish faith was started with Abraham. And he was the father of us all. I mean, he's the father. He said, I will make you fathers of nations. And that was even going through Jesus Christ. So when you're saved, you're put into that lineage. You're put in that lineage of Abraham. And it's kind of unique there. But, Abraham really had a good connection with the Lord. And the Lord showed up to him many a time. And I think a unique thing about Moses is that God the Father showed up to him. He about couldn't stand it. He couldn't see all of them because it just about, blow him up. It was so powerful. So it's a unique thing there. But I'm just going to go ahead and give it to Chris because this is his favorite topic. There you go, man.
Well, I guess one of the main reasons I wanted to talk about it was because, it's just vital and important that you grow and be able to hear the voice of the Lord in your relationship, and I just wanted to discuss it and see where the Lord took it, But I guess one of the key ways to hearing the voice of the Lord is ministers, and I guarantee you that every one of you probably came to Christ due to hearing the word and hearing somebody speak it to you, so that's one way that you hear the voice of the Lord. And the second way is, like, once it starts taking seed and stuff, another way is through the word of God. And that's probably the most common way, is because it's the word of God is inspired and it's all for teaching. And it's the roadmap. The Bible is the roadmap to our destination through life. And it tells how Jesus, it tells the plan, it tells how he talks, it tells everything you need to know, probably about every subject you need to know about.
Yeah.
And but as you develop your relationship and stuff like that, I just want to share, like, the first time I ever remember hearing the voice of the Lord speak to me, and I knew it was God. And I'm looking back on it, I was really young, and I was walking to school one day, and I remember walking through this yard on the way to school, and I thought to myself, what is the reason for life? And I remember just as soon as I said that, I heard the word Jesus Christ. I just heard it just ring in my mind, and I was like, wow, And at the time, I don't even know for sure that I knew it was God, but I knew that come from somewhere, and I was like, wow, I may have thought it was me, but looking back now, it's very evident that was the Lord speaking to me. But one of the main ways that he speaks to you is through, like, the impressions in your heart, and like you'll get red flags, kind of like when you if you take somebody's pencil or something at school, you know, you knew that wasn't right. You had that little check in your heart, you know, that ain't good, you know. And that's like
the inner
witness, you know. There's, I think it's Psalm or Proverbs 27. I'm trying to remember exactly. It's the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And that scripture is kind of letting you know that your spirit bears witness to the Holy Spirit. And his word says that he reigns on the just and the unjust. So both the Christian and the non-Christian, or the redeemed and the unredeemed, you know, God reigns on them all, and you hear his voice. And he can speak to you through both a Christian and I think about Peter and the rooster crowed, and he heard the voice of God. I mean, it had such an impact that he knew that was God. And he remembered what Jesus had said about, like, before the rooster crows three times, you'll betray me, or you know, you'll kind of act like you never known me. But it's kind of cool. I'm going to just ask Robert. Robert, you got anything stirring in your heart about this?
Oh, yes. You know, this topic is so crucial and critical to every Christian person's life. Jesus said in John chapter 4, verse 24, to the woman, Samaritan woman at the well, he said that the time was coming, that and now is the time that you must worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. The relationship that Father is trying to have with humanity, it has to be established in Christ Jesus. No man can come to the Father except he come through the Son. And once you receive Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the next step in completing the package, making you the fullness of the Godhead bodily, is to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is literally our direct connect to Father. He is us in line with Father's thoughts, with Father's ways, with being able to hear his voice. Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 13, I preached this sermon this week, this past Sunday, about the sower sows the word. And this came up in the sermon about it is given unto us to know the mysteries of the kingdom. Well, Jesus said that there's a group of people that they can't hear and they can't comprehend. And he literally says, let he who hath an ear, let him hear and let him understand. But there's a group of people who is not going to understand. I'm going to read it out, verse 15. It says, and this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Literally is saying that they become hard in their hearts and insensitive towards God, the things of God, and towards the relationship with the Lord. So it makes it difficult to be able to hear him. He's speaking to us 24/7. He never sleeps. He never slumbers. He's always speaking life, abundant life to us. And he's always attempting to lead us and guide us by his Spirit to live as he lives, to act as he acts, to think as he thinks, and to be and do as he does. His Spirit is given to us to lead us to be able to do that and empower us to do that. Jesus told his own disciples, go and wait on the Holy Ghost. Once you receive the Holy Ghost, he will empower you to do signs and wonders, but to witness about Jesus. He will empower you to have the type of relationship that Father desires to have with you. And we have to become sensitive to hear the Holy Spirit speaking, because he's only going to repeat what Father says. He's only going to repeat
Amen.
What Jesus says. And we have
Amen.
To grow in sensitivity towards him. And the source of the word is a really good sermon. Jesus said, if you don't know this parable, you won't know any of the others. It's the foundation of our daily walk with God. It's working out our salvation, that
parable of the sower sows the word. It's us getting to the place where we remove the things that are keeping us from being able to experience him the way that he desires to be experienced. The wayside ground is ground that the seeds can't take root in. The enemy immediately comes and steals the word. The stony ground is someone who gets offended real easily, and then the word doesn't work for them. It doesn't produce fruit. The thorn and thistle ground is a person who has weeds growing up in the midst of their bushes and their plants, and is choking the word and keeping it from producing fruit in their lives. But the good ground is a person who has removed, they plowed the heart, and they're letting the seed, the word of God, be planted in their heart. And then that seed takes root, and the next thing you know, fruit's producing in their lives. Peace be still, like he stood up on the boat and commanded the wind to stop blowing and the waves to be calm. He commanded it, fruit produced immediately, and he demonstrated that to us. And that came by the Holy Spirit. He did nothing except what the Lord showed him to do, and it was the Holy Spirit leading him in that relationship with Father to do it. Amen?
Hey, there's that verse that says, there's a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And that's Isaiah 30:21. And that verse earlier was it's Proverbs 20:27 that says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. And it's like that unction and that leading is always, it's as easy as just stepping in. I mean, it's stepping into the Spirit is what I call it, but it's just directing your thinking, directing yourself into the Lord. You know, and it's like his word says that he'll speak to your heart. And so many people try to hear him in their head all the time. And I mean, you can get, I guess, to where your mind is kind of bearing witness and stuff. But it's that one thing I wanted to say was that same place where you worry and you like reason and stuff like that. In that place, if you can fix yourself on like meditation and on talking to the Lord in that area where you normally worry, which the Bible says, cast all your cares, all your anxieties on him, for he cares for you. And, you know, the more you do that and the more you put yourself in faith and you begin to voice the word of God over that situation and just keep it before the Lord, or just, like, communicate, because it says cast your cares on him. Well, by putting your cares into his playing field, he maneuvers, and that's faith. That's what faith is. Faith is growing in him, trusting in him. And every time you step into faith, he's well pleased with you. And he says that scripture just come to my mind, I guess, because I said well pleased. He says, it is his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You know, it's his good pleasure. So he delights in you, and he wants to, this is what the Lord said, I'm longing to will and work in your ways, to engage in your affairs. And that's what he spoke to me like last week.
Yeah.
And I said, God, you got to give me some word on that. And he said, I'm able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can think or ask, according to the power that works in you. And that power in you is faith, and that's love, and that's the Holy Spirit, like Robert was saying, you know, in that endowment of power, that's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is. It's an endowment of the power, whereas, like, the anointing, when you're born again, the anointing of God comes into your life, and you're considered the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that anointing is there. And there's this scripture that says that the anointing in you is 2 John 2:27 that says the anointing in you abides in you at all times to teach you in all situations. And it says you need not a teacher. Now, that's not saying that he doesn't want you sitting under pastors and teachers and prophets and the people of the Lord. What that's saying is, it's like in that you can, in the anointing, in him, in abiding in him, which Jesus prayed in John 17, that we be one. You know, and that oneness is established to an extent when you're born again and you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. But there's an endowment that comes on you called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that word is called paraclete, which is one come along inside of you to minister beside you. And he's like your right-hand man. He's leading and guiding and directing, but it's you doing the preaching. And sometimes he will overshadow you to the point that you're so into his glory that you're just in absolute trust, and it's almost like he just – you don't know where the flow is. I mean, it's coming from him, you know, and when God's ministering through you, you're able to tap into flows and rivers of his glory and of his life that are flowing directly from the throne of the Father, you know, and you're able to minister in behalf that's like over and above your head, you know, but it's tapping into the well that's within you and that power that's within you. Like I was saying, that's Ephesians. That's right. Ephesians, but I'm going to let one of y'all talk because I was getting on a roll.
Yeah,
there.
No. Hey, right there, what you just said, Ephesians 3:20, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. That power is the power of faith. By faith, you trust and you believe what the word says concerning you. By faith, you believe that you are righteous, that you are holy, that you are set apart. By faith, you have to see yourself seated with Christ in heavenly places. He is the head and we are the body. I'm going to share with you quickly this revelation Holy Spirit gave me this week concerning the New Jerusalem. When we became born again, we are reborn in from above. Scripture says, Jesus said, that you must be born from above. That second birth takes place in the kingdom of heaven, and that is where we are right now. We're already there. We have to see by faith ourselves already there, seated with Christ at the right hand of the Father. He's the head, we're the body. That new birth, we got a new birth certificate. We are citizens of the kingdom of heaven. We have to see that right now. This is the awesome revelation Holy Spirit gave me this week about that city. That scripture over in Psalms 122, verse 6 says, to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The word Jerusalem means, it says in verse 3, that it's two cities builded together. They come together. Do you know in Revelation it says that the holy city is going to be lowered down to the earthly Jerusalem and the two are going to become one? Think about this. You are already in heaven, perfected in Christ, no sickness, no disease, no poverty, no lack, full of power and authority along with him, citizen of the kingdom. Pray for the peace. The word peace means to be whole, wholeness, to become one. All your limbs, all your fingers, everything's intact. Pray that who you are in heaven will come down here and manifest itself in you on the earth. Pray that you will be one with who you are in heaven. Come on. Come on. Is that not some awesome stuff? That's what he's trying to get us to do. He's trying to get us to see ourselves as we already are, citizens of the kingdom, full of power, full of authority. He has filled us with his presence. He has given us everything that the kingdom has, and all we have to do is, by faith, listen for him to speak and tell us what to do, to lead us and guide us. And that comes through that diligently seeking him with everything that is within us, spirit, soul, and body.
Amen.
Let every part of
Amen.
Your being just reach
Amen.
Out
yeah.
and take hold. Amen. Glory
that,
to
that's
God.
That's awesome. The one thing that really touches me with speaking to God is that's why Jesus came down here. He came down here to reconnect us to the Father. That was his whole thing, is to reconnect us, for us to walk this earth like he did, to have
that's
constant
right.
communication with the Father. And The thing of it is, you know, when he went back up, when he ascended, he had to pour the Spirit back down where we could have that same connection that he did.
Mm-hmm.
But to have that same connection, we got to understand that when we're saved into Jesus Christ, born of the Spirit, born and baptized, we've got to know how to walk in this. And there's tons, millions of Christians today that don't even understand that. They go to church every Sunday. They hear the same sermon and don't really know whether God's living inside of them or it's just in the preacher or they're just reading about it in a book. They don't really understand this. But we're supposed to be walking as the adopted son of God. We're supposed to be walking in this all the time. And that's why Jesus came back down here. That's why he came down here to open that up for us to be children of God, to open us up to be children of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
That's one thing that people don't understand is we're supposed to have a communication with the Father at all times. He's supposed to be by our
mm-hmm.
sides at all times through the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit that we have was in Jesus too.
Yes.
It was no different. He was in him. He's actually in us too. But we just got
Amen.
To learn how to work with him, to work with him as a partner. He's like a cell phone to God. You know, he's only
yes.
going to tell you what the Father is telling you, like you were saying a while ago, Chris and Robert, you know. He's only going to tell
yeah.
you what the Father is going to tell you. And if you're starting to get things about, like, movies and stuff like that, better be careful with the information you get, because I don't think the Father is going to be talking about it. He might. I mean, I don't know, but, you know. But the thing of it is, we're supposed to have a communication with the Father, and that's what we're talking about. But the thing of it is, I mean, with me, with the communication with the Lord is very, sometimes it can be very personal to me because I take it very personal because that's like different tidbits that he's given me, like words of knowledge, things about things going on in my life, things that's going to be happening. It's unique times. And with me, I get it from time to time, and it's not like a constant conversation like some people have, but like all of a sudden I'll get something within my heart. Now, I don't hear things in my mind, and I don't like that. I don't like hearing things in my mind because that's the enemy's ground. He likes to mess with your mind and put voices and stuff in there. I don't go for that. It's got to be from the heart. And a lot of times the Lord will put things in your heart. He will download things in your heart. If you understand what download means, it'll automatically just come through you. It'll automatically come through you. You'll have a knowing. Some people hear the Lord. There's very few people, but they hear him out in the open. That means they're walking around and they hear you like I would hear y'all on the radio. You just hear it. But it's very rare that that happens, but it does happen. It does happen. And a lot of people is more of, I'll say, a sensitive type of person that can feel what the Lord is pouring over them. It's like when the Lord is giving them information, they can feel what's going on with that. And there's so many different ways that the Lord talks to people. I mean, I can't identify just one way. Now, you can look in the Bible. He came in many different ways to the prophets. He showed up in person. He showed up in person. He came in visions. He came in dreams. I mean, he came as wind. He came as a voice just speaking over them. In just many different ways, you know, he came. And even Saul and Paul, they're both the same guy, Saul, he saw the Lord in front of him in a blazing light. And all the soldiers behind him didn't see anything, but he saw the Lord in front of him, and it was so bright it just knocked him down to his knees. But that's another way you could see him. And, I mean, I've heard many a story of how the Lord has communicated to people in different ways. Some people can't handle certain ways. I mean, if we see a humongous ball of light reappear in front of us, we might just pass out. I mean, I don't know. You know, maybe that's me. I'm not sure, but you know.
But hey, I just wanted to share something. Like I taught on some of this stuff the other night, and I had to study some of this stuff. So I just wanted to run some of these by you. These are like different kinds of prophets, and the way they hear, like. A knobby prophet, things bubble up, and it's like unctions within to vocalize and flow with. So they tend to flow that way. But I want to say this before I even say that. is the life of God is an impartation. It's being born again. So you begin that walk. And out of that walk develops, or you're developed into the gifts and the callings that the Father has for you. And he said he appointed you and consecrated you even before you were born. He has called you to be a prophet to the nation. So,
come on.
So, I mean, that's the life of God in you. So you cannot, like, capsulize this to, like, these are just ways of teaching this. A Navi prophet is referred to many times in the Bible. That's the capsulization of the life of God within this person. So it's they flew a lot in, or were very fluent a lot in the vocalization and flow and unction. Okay, there's a roe, a seer. They're called seer prophets more in the New Testament, but they see, they're seeing on people and through people, and they see a lot in dreams. They're more they see a lot more. They have a lot of open visions and stuff that is, it seems like reality or movie screens, stuff like that. Well, there's one called a shamar, which is S-H-A-M-A-R, and they're like a watchman. They see, like, God's timings, or the timing of God and when things will happen. There's one called Choze, C-H-O-Z-E-H, and that means vision. And they'll go into trances and open visions too. And there's one called which is prophet, so which is the Greek word is to foretell, to predict the future. And another one is N-A-T-A-P-H, Nadaf, I guess. And that's to preach, like preach from a prophetic flow. And it's like the heavens are flowing through you, and those waters and those rivers that are bringing revelation and freedom. That's an energetic vocalization of prophecies. It's like a fire burning within you and a flow burning within you. And it's like you can tap into any one of those streams at any time. But the thing about a prophet, somebody called to the office of the prophet, is the hand of the Lord will come on them frequently in a major way, to where like people would seek out, is there a prophet amongst us? That we can, you know, you heard that all the time in the Old Testament. Is there a prophet amongst us that we can go to on behalf of, gain an understanding on how to go to a battle or whatever the situation was? It was over and over again. But they would get before the Lord. And see, that's the thing, is a lot of people think because they're a prophet that they can go to them and they can rely immediately, that they're automatically in that flow and gifting. And they're not always in that flow and gifting, that they're human too. And I've heard people say, don't come up here and ask me to pray for you after the anointing's quit flowing or whatever. He said, no, you come when I give the call, because the anointing is there for that, or the hand of the Lord is there for that, or the glory is there for that, whatever the case may be. But so it's like there's and you can tap into those giftings, you know, and press into God, because you can ask him anytime and he can like answer you immediately. But I don't know, I just wanted to share that because
but you was talking about how some of these people was, you know, they're ministering and they're in the anointing and the flowing of it. And it's really flowing through. I had an experience like that up there at the Power and Love in Wilmington. They was having all the ministers to prophesy over all the people that was in the band, and it was putting this program on, and I was one of the ministers, and I was like, I've never did this to many people. This is unique. And I didn't know how I was going to do it, but as soon as I stepped into it, I started doing it. And I don't know why. It just worked. It just started flowing. And I was like one to another, to another, to another. My mind was blown. Like, how am I doing this? And it just, it was kind of unique. And what you're talking about, when the time is set, you know, God has already got the power there set for you. You just got to step into it. And that's awesome. But anyway, that popped in my mind when you was talking about
hey,
that.
I want to share this too, because growing in the prophetic and stuff like that, or being able to hear the Lord, it is, you got to take risk. You got to realize that what have you got to offer anyway? You know, and many times in ministry, whether you're moving in the prophetic or whatever it may be, I mean, unless the Lord gives you word, directs you, it's like you're not going to know how to respond to it anyway. I mean, because we as human, we make a lot of messes, you know, and it's kind of critical that we hear the Lord and help him. I mean, you know, we need him to get out. If we could get out of all this stuff or walk through life without him, we wouldn't need a Messiah. That's why it come. The Messiah is Christ is who you look to meet your needs, you know, to direct you through life. And really it's more than that. It should be your best friend, you know, and he'll leave you. He'll never leave you or forsake you, you know, and that's a promise. And that is absolutely the truth. Whether you know it or not, he is right here, right now, and he'll never leave you or never forsake you. He's all-powerful, all-knowing, and all-present. So that's just in knowing that and believing that, to hear from him. And, mm-hmm. and I mean, he can move super – I mean, he can really reveal himself in major ways, and he does, and he draws you to him. But yeah. As far as hearing him constantly, there's certain things you can do, but one of the main things is just spending time with him and talking to him about everything, like casting your cares about everything and just mm-hmm. seeking him. Like you were saying earlier, Robert, you want to seek and keep seeking, ask
right.
and keep asking, knock
That's
and keep
right.
knocking.
Yes.
But thing is that very seldom grow without you moving, you doing some movement, because he's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, Hebrews 11:6, a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So the
Amen.
More you seek him, there's another scripture that I want to share. It's Hebrews 5:13. It says that by way of use, it says meet, I'm trying to think of it. But anyway, there's a part of that scripture that says, by way of use, you will have your senses exercised to
yes.
know between good and evil. So your discernment
yes.
comes there. And then this other scripture that says, the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of spirit and soul. And it's like that is a discerner. It's the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cuts and divides things, and it gives you discernment. And the more you're in the Word, the more you're going to grow in Him, and the more you're going to know Him. I want to say these three points, too, that are very crucial in growing with the Lord and growing in hearing in anything, whether it's healing ministry, whether it's prophecy or whatever. It's environment, association, and influence. Those three things are crucial. Who you surround yourself with. The Bible says that bad company corrupts character. So you want to surround yourself with people. Your inner circle ought to be people that help you to go and grow and go to
uh-huh.
the next level, because that's
yes.
going to cause you to grow, and God's going to cause you to grow, and that
Amen.
In you will cause you to grow if you just follow that leading that's in your heart, because
uh-huh.
he's the inner witness, the candle of the Lord. He will help
uh-huh.
lead and guide you. And,
Amen.
Man, that's good.
Amen.
I like it if nobody else does.
Come on. That's right. Hey, let me read this to you guys. I wrote this on 11/22/2014, and it's titled Being Led of the Spirit. If this doesn't say what we're trying to say, then I'm going to shut my book. Being Led of the Spirit. Glory to God in the highest for his awesome love and majesty. I clocked in at 5 a.m. this morning, and I found a fellow employee already working. When I set my books and lunch down, I heard Holy Spirit say, buy his breakfast. It was Andy Holland, who never gets breakfast, so I began to wonder, what does he eat? And that's when the Holy Spirit said, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit. I then walked over to greet him, and I asked, what do you want for breakfast? Because Holy Spirit told me to buy it. Andy then said, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit. I rejoiced and gave him the testimony of how God was moving in our lives and that we both have a testimony to tell others. What an awesome experience it is to know that you are one with him. How wonderful it is to know that you have ears to hear the voice of God. We are told by Jesus that his sheep hear his voice and won't follow the voice of a stranger. Being led of his Spirit produces godly character through our lives and teaches us how to glorify the Father through our obedience. When you depend on the Spirit, it causes you to eliminate other choices and sources. Hallelujah. Being
man,
led.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Amen.
See, we're sitting here talking about being led of the Spirit, being sensitive to hear his voice. He is constantly speaking. He's never asleep. He never slumbers. He's always giving us guidance and direction. We just have to quiet ourselves and disconnect from the world, disconnect from the things that are distracting and trying to pull us away, because it's a ploy of the enemy to keep us from finding out who we are and what we have, so that we are defenseless against him. The Holy Spirit is trying to empower us to put a stop to the enemy and his dark ways. That's what Jesus started doing when he started ministering. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He began to preach the message of the blessing, the message of grace and truth, and he went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed, setting captives free, exposing the devil, and destroying the wicked, evil kingdom. That's what the Holy Spirit is speaking to us for. He's trying to tell us what we need to know and show us what we need to be doing. He will even reveal to us things that are going to take place in future events so that we can know how to respond to it before we ever get there. Like the night I was coming home from choir practice and I was not even a quarter mile away from the house, Holy Spirit said, pull over. So I pulled over to the right side of the road. A car came by me sideways in my lane, and I watched it go by, turned and looked as it went by, and then I pulled right back on the road and started singing the same song that I was singing before he told me to pull over. That's what hearing the Holy Ghost is all about. He's trying to get us to become sensitive. The sensitivity to the Spirit, the sensitivity to know that you're hearing Father's voice, the sensitivity to know how to respond. He's teaching us all of that. That's what Jesus did. That's his example to us, and that's why he sent the Holy Spirit to us to empower us to do the same. He did nothing until after he was baptized in the Holy Spirit. After he was baptized, he was completely restored to that perfected image of the original Son of God who was baptized in the Holy Spirit. Adam only needed to communicate with Father, and the man would have never failed. But since he did, Father fixed it by sending us Jesus and then restoring the Holy Spirit to us so that we could have that direct connect and the fellowship that he ordained for us to have as his children.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve.
Amen.
What a mighty God. I think the main thing here is to build the relationship up with the Lord. Build that close relationship up. That's staying in prayer. Talking to him. I mean, while you're riding down the road to work, just start speaking to the Lord and say, you know, hey, Lord, I'm ready to go to work today. You know, can you please, you know, help me with work? You know, let work day go good, and just bring out a conversation, and not always just asking things. Just talk to him. He loves to hear you talk to him. He loves to hear your conversation with him. He's a person too. I mean, he's three in Trinity, but he loves you. He created you. He wants to communication. He don't want the full religious experience. He wants a communication with you.
Yeah.
That's how we think about Jesus. We think about God. We think about the religious experience, about how many times we got to say prayers and all this and that. It's not that. It's just one-on-one conversation he likes to have it with you. And that's what's going to build that relationship up with you. You'll start knowing him. He'll start relating to you. He'll start talking to you. He'll start giving you symbols, giving you, you know, all type of things that start coming to you. Just building that communication up with him. That's all it is. You know, you've got to put one foot in, and he'll pull you the rest of the way in. That's what it's all about, is communication. I can't tell you how many times I've said this on this show, communication with the Lord, communication with the Father. Build that communication up, and you'll see your spiritual life explode. That's all that he wants you to do, is just speak to him, and he'll guide you on your spiritual path.
Amen.
I asked the Lord, like, what's the important things to share? And he said these two things that Jesus simplified the whole gospel with was love God and love people. Love your neighbor. Love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your understanding, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's the gospel simplified. And tell you the truth, if you just start asking him, talk to him, whether you love him or not, whether you even have a bit of goodness in your heart or not, if you start talking to him, the love of God will be shed abroad on you because of your acting towards him. And he'll act back, and he is acting back whether you're responding to him or not.
Uh-huh.
And his love is constantly reaching out to you, and constantly, because you're a son of God, whether you realize it or not, and he wants that for eternity for you. You know, and he loves you, and he longs and desires to be in that tight relationship with you and to bring more of his children into relationship with him. That's the purpose of life, is to walk in relationship with him.
And one thing, guys, I mean, in the Word of God, what did Jesus always do after he had a long day? He would always go out away from everybody else to the woods to speak to the Father, didn't he? He always had that personal relationship with the Father. I mean, he took that time. He even went away from all the disciples and everybody, just disappeared and spent time with the Father. He had that personal one-on-one relationship. Even our Lord had a personal relationship with the Father. Now, if he did it, don't you think we should do it?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the one that is showing us what to do. Now, if he did it, don't you think we should do it?
Amen.
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 So,
hey, another
right.
scripture that keeps stirring in my heart is to delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you your heart's desires. And tonight we're talking about, like, hearing him. So if it's a desire of your heart to hear the voice of the Lord, to be acquainted with him, then delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart, because he's putting those desires there anyway. So you'll look to him to fulfill them.
Yeah.
I wanted to share that.
Amen.
And another thing, you know, when you want to spin up personal relationship with the Lord, and you think you got to turn your house into a church, you don't. You don't have to do that. You don't have to make a big old biblical thing or a big old altar. You can have a certain area on your bed at night. You just sit there and talk to the Lord. Like I said, ride down the road, going to work, talk to the Lord. I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, just act like he's friends sitting beside of you. Just speak with him. Say, Father, you know, thank you for everything that you've given me, and thank you for my love. Thank you for my house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. And the more you do that, you'll start feeling the glory coming upon you. You start feeling the presence come upon you, and you'll start hearing things. You start feeling things in your heart with him trying to talk to you, and it'll get stronger and stronger. It's just building that communication up. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of churches don't teach this stuff. They don't. They don't teach this stuff because they probably don't understand it themselves. So, you know, and the more you bring, and the thing of it is, a lot of people was like, well, that only happened to the prophets. That only happened to Jesus. That only happened to Moses. No, Jesus died on that cross to give you everything that he had. To give you everything that he had.
That's right.
If Jesus if Jesus could do it, you could do it.
That's right.
As if you save and you receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, you can do it too. You just got
to
work on it.
That's right.
Amen.
You got to build that relationship. You said it, Stan. That's what is necessary. It's necessary for us to fellowship and to communicate with Father. Father created us for fellowship, for relationship. He is longing to have a relationship. It's called intimacy. Like a husband and a wife comes together, we have to become intimate in our relationship with Father. The more you learn about Him, the more you learn about yourself. The more you see about Him, the truth of His reality, the more you understand about our reality, the reality that He desires for our lives. And Chris, you said it a minute ago, if we delight ourselves in the Lord, He will give us the desires of our heart. Delighting ourselves in the Lord will cause our desires to become His desires, which unites us even tighter. That was Jesus' everyday mission, was to please the Father. You will long to please the Father through that delighting yourself in His presence, delighting yourself with relationship. Sometimes I get up and I just say, Father, I just want to say thank you because you are good. I just want to worship you for who you are. I just want to tell you how awesome you are to me. Get up and just start talking to Him and tell Him what you think about Him sometimes, you know? And just watch as you do that, all kinds of awesome things will start taking place in your life. Manifestations of His glory will just begin to appear in your life, and before you know it, you'll be doing great and mighty works for Him because you got that relationship intact, like Jesus has that relationship intact, and He's trying to point us in the same direction, and we have to do that every day by faith. Jesus lived every day of His life by faith, pleasing the Father, longing to do nothing but exalt His Father. And that's what's required in our lives, too. We're no different. We have to be just like Him.
And one thing I'd like to put out there is in these final days, it's actually vital for us to do that. That's going to bring
amen.
Safety to us. It's going to bring safety to us and keep us from what the enemy is having planned for these last days. And the closer you are with the Lord, the safer you will be. I'm telling you, the safer you
amen.
Will be. You're gonna need to know where to go. You're gonna need to know where to run. You're gonna need the Father to guide you and talk to you. So you know, it's not only vital just to have it in your spiritual life, but it can be a safety thing too. So you know, He has it all set out for you. You just got to jump into it. It's all there. It's all there.
Hey, I just want to say a couple of things. Is God can speak any way He wants to speak, but there's certain ways that He speaks all the time. But I just want to share this scripture. It says, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. So I just wanted to share that because He does speak, even like when He speaks, a lot of times it'll be in seed form, and it'll be in like a picture of something, or you'll
right.
see something in heavens declare the glory of the Lord. You know, you might see it in the sky or in the trees or an emblem or hear a word and just the anointing be on it. And you know it's God because of the impact that it has. But if you give ground in your heart to that, the Bible also says that it's the honor of a king to search out a matter, and you're a king in Christ Jesus, in Him.
Amen.
You know, He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. So,
yes.
So search that thing out and see what He's trying to say to you, because He is constantly speaking, and I just decree that you have ears to hear, eyes to see, and you are receiving from the Lord, and He's constantly speaking to you. So I just pray, Lord, that you open the ears in the eyes of the listeners, of all of us, Lord, of your children, and teach us to walk in your ways and honor you and seek you and put you above all and the in
Amen.
Put you in the on the throne in our hearts, Lord.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen. 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 It's good. Wow. Now, anybody that has not actually received the Lord, as not actually asked Him into their heart, I'm gonna give this time now for you to do that. If you want to receive Christ, just say this prayer with me. I try to say this every Wednesday night. Just say, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
I accept you as my Lord and Savior.
Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. I ask you to come into my heart. I ask you to come into my heart. I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you died on the cross for me.
I accept that you rose on the third day for me.
I accept that you rose on the third day for me.
I hand all of my sins and transgressions to you.
I hand all of my sins and transgressions to you.
Lord Jesus, I accept you fully.
Lord Jesus, I accept you fully.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Rejoice.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Amen.
Anybody just said that prayer, the Lord has just came into your heart. Lord Jesus, I ask you to bring your presence upon them now. Bring your presence upon them now. Holy Spirit, fill them up. Fill them up with joy. Fill them up with love. Fill them up with joy. Fill them up with love. Go ahead, Holy Spirit. Just fill them up. Fill them up. Just put your hands up. Anybody that's listening, podcast, just put your hands up. Holy Spirit's going to fill you up.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It's
Somebody
another great show tonight, everybody.
Tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
It's another great,
praise the Lord.
Another great show tonight. And I want to thank all y'all for listening tonight. I hope this show blessed y'all. And I try to help you with your communication with the Lord and keep that good and strong. Because that's always the main thing in our walk with the Lord is have that communication open, and it will actually help you out in your life too. So, Robert, is it still snowing down your way?
It's pouring down. It's probably over an inch already on the ground here. It just started about an hour ago.
Yeah, I was looking through the window myself and seeing the snow come down. So it looks like it's going pretty good out there, I guess. It's still coming down, so winter ain't over with yet.
No,
winter ain't over with yet. But I want to say, like I said, I want to thanks again for everybody listening to us tonight. You know, we got a lot of things in the works right now for this show. We've got Art Thomas coming on next Wednesday talking about his event he's going to have in Raleigh. We're going to be talking about that. It's going to be a very exciting show. He's coming back off a mission trip, and he's going to have something to talk about his mission trip too, so it's going to be very exciting. We do have a road show put together for July, and we'll talk about that more in the future, but we got a lot of people on board on this, and it's going to be very exciting. And the Lord is going to touch a lot of people through it. I already feel the anointing on it. I mean, people that's going to come to this are going to get healed, transformed. They're going to get delivered. I mean, all types of amazing things the Lord's going to do with this. But there's a lot of things coming down to the show. And, you know, the Lord is really going to bless a lot of people through this thing. But I like to ask everybody, if you're listening to this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Blog Talk, and anytime we do a show, it will email it to you, and it'll help you keep up with the shows. But I'd like to say good night, God bless you, and may the Lord touch every one of y'all's lives tonight. Amen.
Good night.
Amen.
Good
night.
Good night, guys.
We have raised a thousand voices just to lift your holy name. And we will raise thousands more to sing of your beauty in this place. When none can even fathom, no, not one define your worth. As we marvel in your presence,
our hands.